Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome, y'all. It's another Wednesday, so we're in your AirPods with a fresh new episode of Breaking Beauty. Hey, Carlene.
Hey, Jill, and hey, everyone. If you're new here, welcome. We're two longtime beauty editors turned podcasters here every single week, chatting about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
Our guest today, her name kept popping up as a highly requested person that we should chat with. And that person is, drumroll please, Stephanie Valentine, better known as Glamzilla.
That's right. We're getting glam today. If you're not familiar, Stephanie is a Filipino-Canadian who has been creating beauty content online for more than 10 years now.
I remember reading her blog back in the day, and she also did masterclasses for makeup. And, you know, she's just really brilliant at evolving her content with the times, I think. You know, she then went on to crush on YouTube. She has nearly a million subscribers on there. Instagram, of course, like nearly 500,000 followers there. And now TikTok, where 1.7 million people and counting follow her every move.
Yes, and Stephanie caught the eye of casting directors back in 2018 when she appeared on the Kim Kardashian-produced Glam Masters reality show. I don't know how many of you watched that. Then there were superstar judges like Makeup by Mario, I love him, Xana Roberts-Rossi, plus YouTube makeup artist Candy Johnson. And by the way, all three of these people I mentioned have been guests on our show. Definitely go back and have a listen in our archives if you haven't already.
And Stephanie, or Glamzilla, she's been written about by People Magazine, on Birdie.com. She's been featured in campaigns with Sephora, Maybelline, and NYX Cosmetics. And plus, she just dropped her second collaboration with Nudestix. And she's part of an elite group of influencers who are often invited on the most exclusive influencer, quote unquote, what they call brand trips. So you might see her in her feed. She has selfies with like Selena Gomez on a rare beauty press trip, you know, with Glow Recipe. They recently went to a very fancy resort in Wyoming. And Fenty, of course, recently included her on their very exclusive Super Bowl outing to see Rihanna perform at the halftime show.
Mm-hmm. And certainly as the figure who pretty much invented the 60-second product review long before TikTok was even a thing, it feels very much like this is her time. We're living in peak Glamzilla era.
100%. And I should also mention, you know, she's going to get into it all in the show today, but she is a makeup artist at heart, you know, and we're going to get to know the Stephanie who is behind all of those 60-second reviews. We discuss, of course, lots and lots of product favorites, from her tried and true secrets to great skin, like the one serum she loves so much that she repurchased it like 7 times or something. And the one foundation she swears would look great on everyone.
We also find out why, despite being on a lot of PR lists, she still buys 80% of her makeup. We ask her about the TikTok creator community. Like, where does it all stand in light of the de-influencing trend right now? And we asked Stephanie about her very personal decision to opt for gastric bypass surgery, how she feels having dropped 140 pounds, and any advice she'd have for anyone considering a weight loss journey themselves.
Yeah, I just love that Stephanie's all about embracing beauty really at every size. And I think that really shines through in our interview today. And we laughed a lot. And like, she's just so much fun to chat with. I really enjoyed our conversation. And of course, every single product mentioned, we list on our blog, on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com. And be sure to check out our TikTok. Our handle is at Breaking Beauty Podcast to see what was in Glamzilla's little tiny Chanel bag that day, the couple of beauty products that she was able to tuck in there. No, she doesn't toss her bag on the mic. If you're familiar with her little TikTok series, rest assured that she doesn't. But also, we have a YouTube channel, everybody, and we will post some extra footage on there as well. So we are also at Breaking Beauty Podcast on YouTube. So we're trying to grow our community there. So hit us up.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Mariana podcast is here to help. I'm Mariana Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends from business owners, wellness experts, and more to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast and follow me on Instagram at Mariana_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode.
Dime Beauty is a show partner this week. So Glamzilla's really coming through with some great tips and product finds today. Well, I want to share with you a new to me cleanser that I've been loving as a second cleansing step, and that's the Dime Beauty Gentle Jelly Cleanser. So I like the formula for my oilier skin because it has this gel-like texture and it has a nice slip to it. And I feel like it really cleanses my skin, but doesn't strip it at all. And it has a gentle lather thanks to coconut-based cleansing agents. There's also antioxidants in there like vitamin E and lycopene. So it's a winner in my books. And the packaging feels really luxurious. It's housed in this amber-colored glass bottle with a pump. And this cleanser is $24, but honestly, it feels more luxurious. It feels like it could be three times the price. And that's not all. Dime Beauty has an assortment of skincare, beauty products, and fragrances that really focus on ingredient transparency. You'll never see sulfates, parabens, or phthalates on the label. And the formulas are all vegan and cruelty-free, as well as totally affordable. Honestly, I think the best bang for your buck is one of their bundles. Like, they have this complete bundle on their website. It's a 7-piece skincare routine and it's only $179. And by the way, it's free shipping in the US for orders more than $49, and they offer returns for up to 60 days. So great news, we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. Go to dimebeautyco.com and use code BEAUTY at checkout for 20% off your entire order. Once again, that's code BEAUTY for 20% off your order at dimebeautyco.com. So check it out now, dimebeautyco.com, and use code BEAUTY at checkout for 20% off. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show. Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast, Stephanie. We're so excited that you're here. We've been following your journey for a while. And like in the past 6 months, your life has just gone like off the charts. You've been to the Super Bowl with Rihanna. You got engaged. You bought a house. You had a life-changing surgery. And sadly, our condolences, you shared that your dad recently passed away. Mm-hmm. So how are you doing? There's so much happening.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. So nervous, but super excited. And I'm okay.
Yeah.
Just like everyone else. I'm doing what I got to do.
Yeah.
Living the dream. And then it's a roller coaster, I guess.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
so
life these days for sure.
But,
and how often do you post? I have to ask, because I see your posts all the time on TikTok. Is it every day?
I've been posting every single day for the last 10 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's not, because this is my job and it's my life. I have the opportunity to just share my life with the world.
Yeah.
So if it's an Insta story, if it's a reel, a photo, if it's a TikTok, I post once a day.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, kudos to you.
And if I'm not feeling it one day, which some days I don't,
yeah,
I don't film.
Yeah.
And that's cool too. Mm-hmm. I don't have a routine. I don't have a schedule that I follow that I'm like, I must film these videos every day. No, I do what I want because that's what I've made my life.
That's the best part of being your own boss.
And that's
honestly
how you got here.
Yeah.
Right? Is exactly doing you and being positive and just letting that shine through, which is incredible. So what is the tea on the Super Bowl junket? Let's hear it. So you went with Fenty to the Super Bowl. Like, I can't even imagine that being on my vision board, let alone it actually happening.
That was truly a dream come true. But I think my boyfriend was actually most excited about it. Truth be told, I was happy to be there for the makeup. I didn't really care about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was there for the vibes. Yeah. I was there for Rihanna.
Of course.
Like, seriously, that's what I was there for. And that's
this
what I enjoyed
what
the most.
This is what you came for.
Exactly.
Baby.
That's what I came for.
So, but you shared like quite a bit of stuff on social media. But what did we not see? Like, was there any behind the scenes, like
private meet and greet, anything like that?
Oh, I finally got to meet some of my followers.
Oh, cool.
I had them come chill with me in my room and we just had girl talk.
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We hung out in my hotel room. We just had lunch together.
Oh, that's so
and
fun.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
It's great finally meeting people.
Yeah, for sure.
And realizing that we're all pretty much the same and very similar.
Yeah. I was dying because you were doing your lipstick before the Super Bowl and you said something like, well, the last time I met Rihanna, she complimented me on my lips, my lipstick. Do you think she's going to compliment me today or whatever? You were like, what am I going to say to her today? And I was like, imagine meeting Rihanna not once, but twice. Like, it's incredible. Did you meet her this time as well?
We didn't.
Okay.
Because it was a music event.
Right.
Right?
Okay, yeah, true.
But the last time I met Rihanna, oh my gosh. I'm still over the moon about it because she knew who I was. Like, I wasn't the one that said hi to her.
Wow.
She said hi to me and she's like, hey, I know you. I watch your videos.
Oh, that's so cool.
And she said, I love your lipstick. I was like, oh my God, it's Fenty. And it was MVP Red, which is iconic.
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
I have. It's gorgeous. It looks great on everyone.
Exactly. I think they need to make that into a gloss. So they have it in like three formulas now.
Okay.
But they need to make it into a gloss.
See, amazing. Okay. What are you wearing today? Your lips look incredible.
Oh my gosh. Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics.
Really?
I love it. Have you ever tried Jaclyn Hill
Cosmetics?
No, I
haven't. No, I haven't.
Not on that PR list.
Oh my gosh. Right. Oh, I wasn't either, but I bought it.
Okay.
Because I was very curious about the moldy lipstick thing.
Yeah.
And I love a woman who hustles and gets stuff done even after a failure. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to support it. And then I tried it on and the products are actually good that I keep repurchasing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They're great.
What's the color?
It's from the Strawberry Collection.
Okay.
I literally just picked it out and I was like, okay, this is a vibe.
Yeah. It is a vibe. I love it.
I love the influencers supporting other influencers and the vibe of not like canceling because, you know, they had a misstep.
Yeah. Because we're just human.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're all on our journeys. Like there's so many things that I have messed up on. Maybe you have.
Of course.
And
you know, we're all growing.
Yeah, absolutely. I love
that. It's just when we messed up, there was no social media. I thank God for that every day.
Yeah. We want to ask you, where did it all get started? And the name Glamzilla, like for anybody who doesn't know you and your story, what can you tell us?
So I grew up, well, I have five brothers and sisters.
Okay.
So we used to live in metro housing and we had one bathroom. So in the mornings were absolute chaos because I would have to do my glam. I had no mirror in my room. There was only one mirror in the washroom. And I would go in between every one of my siblings, like while one takes a shower, one takes a, goes, brushes their teeth. I'm doing like mascara, eyeliner, hair.
Yeah.
And I would be late all the time. I'd be last out the door. My mom would, one time she yelled at me, Stephanie, stop being such a glamzilla. And then when it was time for me to create a username, that just popped into my mind and it stuck.
I love it. I love that
story.
So
where was how did you fall in love with beauty though to begin with? When you are in a house with so many brothers, especially, like, were you just looking at magazines or how did you fall in love with makeup so much when you were younger?
You know what? I remember one specific memory. I was at Shoppers Drug Mart on Pape and Cosburn with my mom.
Okay.
And there was a Maybelline ad. Like, it was all lipsticks. And it was an Asian woman. And I remember looking at that woman and I was just staring at her and looking at the lipstick, and my mom would go through the aisles and I was still looking at this Maybelline carton box, right?
Yeah. I believe they call that an end cap.
Right. Yes, like an end cap. And my mom came back. She's like, "Do you want one?" And I was like, "No," because it was lipstick. I was like, maybe 8. And she's like, "Don't worry. One day you'll be like that too. You're prettier." And that's what she said to me. And then I got one.
Oh, you have your own Maybelline lipstick. Yeah.
No, not lipstick. I had an end cap.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Even better.
That was like a full 180. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
So great.
Okay.
But that's not how you started your career. You didn't know you were going to do this, because we understand that at some point you actually graduated from the police academy. Is that true?
I went to police school.
Wow.
Like, growing up, I struggled in school because I never really fit in. So I skipped school. I didn't do well in school because I didn't feel like I ever belonged. Like, I was too big for the Asian girls. I was not loud enough for these girls. I just never fit in. So I didn't feel welcome at school. So I didn't enjoy the, like, going.
Yeah.
And basically what happened was I dropped out of school at 16 to work at McDonald's.
Wow.
Life changing. I recommend that every single kid starts their first job at McDonald's. I learned such important skills, teamwork. Like, I learned essential work skills. And then after that, I realized McDonald's was not the life for me. And I went to police school because I overheard my mom and dad talking, and they were having lunch. They were like, "What are we going to do with Stephanie? Her personality is great if she was a police officer or a lawyer."
Yeah.
So I just took that into consideration. And then I went to police school.
Yeah.
And I did amazing because my personality was made for that. And the crazy part is, the first day of school, I came in a Juicy Couture tracksuit with a Juicy Couture bag. And like, at the time, Max Snob was trending. So I had Nicki Minaj bangs and Max Snob on my lips.
Yeah.
And the first thing the girls in school said to me was, "This isn't fashion class." I wish it was. She was right. I should have listened.
Yeah.
But you graduated from
Police
Academy.
Yeah, graduated with honors.
Okay.
Wow.
And I ended up working all throughout, like, government. It was it was amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't want to mess with Glamzilla. This is what I'm hearing.
If you ever need somebody to make a citizen's arrest, like, I want you to be nearby. If anything goes down, like, take them down.
That would be epic. I mean, that could be a whole new TikTok channel for you. Beauty meets the law-abiding citizens. Like, love it. What is the biggest beauty crime out there? What should people go straight to jail for?
Oh, you know what I hated? When people use lube for primer.
Oh,
that was not cool.
Yeah.
I did not like that. Yeah. I was cool with the milk of magnesia. I was cool with all of those things. But then the lube, I didn't like that because I didn't like that little kids were doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. Beauty crime.
And now a quick pause to shout out one of today's show sponsors, Macy's. So by the time you're listening to my voice, spring has officially sprung. That's right. Vacuum seal your sweaters. It's time for your annual closet rotation. Feels so good. Time to get rid of anything you haven't worn in over a year. Maybe donate it to charity or take it to a consignment shop like I do and use that money to put back into your closet. And the other thing I like to do is invest in a few key pieces to update my wardrobe every season. Here's what's on my list so far: pleated wide leg pants, jumbo hoop earrings, and a little shoulder bag. But one thing that can be tricky at the start of a new season is finding a good sale, because, you know, your girl doesn't pay full pop for anything. Well, heads up, I found it. Macy's VIP sale is starting in just a couple of days. From March 24th to April 2nd, you can get an extra 30% off regular sale and clearance items, plus 15% off beauty products. Labels like 7 for All Mankind for denim. There's a Coach Swinger bag that I think is so cute. And of course, that Luxe Tom Ford foundation that you may have heard about in today's episode, Macy's stocks that too. That's 15% off beauty products, plus an extra 30% off pretty much everything from clothing, shoes, and handbags to home decor and appliances. Check out Macy's.com. That's Macy's.com. Some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details. And now back to today's guest. But part of your journey also was Glam Masters. And I'm curious, like, how big of a deal that was for you. Did that cause your channel to explode? Did you meet Kim Kardashian? Did that influence you?
That was a huge part of my journey. Not only as an artist or a creator, but as a woman. It was the first time I felt like I was on the right track. Right? Because I quit my job and I decided to take beauty on full time. And I have all these odds stacked against me, right? It was just that one person, that one audition, that one, like, hey, let's fly you to LA to do this show. So that made me feel like what I was doing was worth it.
Yeah.
I remember going to the semifinals and it was life changing for me because at the time I wasn't sure of my skill, right? Although I did so many clients, I did red carpet events, I did movies, I did, I wasn't sure of who I was as an artist. Losing that show actually made me into who I am today. I learned that what I bring to the table is me. And I think that's the most valuable thing any content creator can learn because we're so tied up with competition, who's better than who, this person got this PR, this person got this brand deal, that you forget what your worth is and what you bring to the table. And from that experience, I learned that I bring me.
Yeah.
Really. And there's so much power in that.
Did you teach yourself to do makeup or did you go to beauty school?
I taught myself.
Yeah.
But not in the traditional way. Like I went and read books. I learned about color theory because it was something I was passionate about. It wasn't just let me watch a YouTube tutorial and then one day I say I'm a makeup artist.
Yeah.
I went and I paid my dues. I assisted. I did test shoots. I built my portfolio. And a lot of people don't know that. But I think my reviews show it. Because every single product that has gone viral for me is a universal product that works on everybody.
Right.
Because I look at it from an artist standpoint, not as a girl who loves makeup.
Yeah.
You know? So I think there's a lot of value.
Yeah.
In it.
Do you have a book reco?
Kevin Aucoin?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. But Bobbi Brown.
Okay.
All of her old books.
Yeah.
Actually.
I have all of those.
Yeah.
They're so good.
The blue one was amazing. And there's 10 makeup tips for beginners.
Yeah.
That was amazing too.
I need to go back to those. How have your own looks changed? Because you can't, you know, like you said, you've evolved and gone through it all, seen it all. You know, you were doing probably YouTube when it was the cut crease era. So how, like, what are your favorite looks to wear now? And how do you think it's changed?
Okay. Looking back at like 2013, 12, I loved smoky eyes.
Yeah.
And nude lips. And then like the 2014 to the 16 era is when full coverage came into my life.
Yeah.
Brows.
Yeah.
2016 to 18 was cut crease for me. When I was doing it, I knew it wasn't my thing.
Right.
But I was trying to prove myself as an artist.
Yeah.
Which was the Glam Masters era too.
Right. Yeah.
So I was taking what I Instagram.
Yeah.
And trying to incorporate it into my life. But then after Glam Masters, I did skincare only.
Okay.
Because I lost motivation to do glam.
Yeah.
And now that I'm finally me.
Yeah.
And I'm her and I'm who I want to be. I come in a powerful, bold lipstick everywhere.
Yeah.
And my complexion is phenomenal. Like complexion is my biggest thing. It's either I go full complexion or nothing at all. Like I rarely even go to like events with makeup on.
Yeah.
Just depends on how I feel that day.
Yeah.
And what I need. Today I needed some power, so the red lip.
But your complexion looks flawless as well.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, it's so good. And yeah, I love that on your TikTok. It says like no filters, just glam.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm here to test everybody on the microphone. You know, your skin is as good as it looks on TikTok. There's no beauty filter being used there.
I know.
And IRL, it's good
too. What's on your complexion right now?
Yeah, what is, what are you wearing?
It changes every day.
Okay.
But like the key to it is actually really hydrating properly. There's a big difference between a moisturizer and a moisturizer for makeup, right? Like think of La Mer versus just a Glow recipe, right? Like nourishing. Mm-hmm. Creams are the best thing. And then I like Tom Ford Soft Trace Matte. It's the best.
I know. I'm afraid to try that foundation because I know I will be hooked and have to buy 110. I'm already spending $90 on my foundation.
What do you use?
The Luminous Silk. I don't have it on today. I have double wear on today, but I know that I would love that foundation.
Double wear is so good.
It's so good. But you have to put it on right.
Yeah, I just bought it again like last week.
Yeah.
And I got the pump too. And I was like, ah.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it dries down really fast and you have to like put a little bit on, do a small section of your face, booty blender, then put another little small amount on your hand, do it again, and then blend. Otherwise, it will look kind of cakey and not great.
Yeah, but the key to complexion is literally just layering properly and waiting for things to dry down. You can't just put everything on like a YouTube video.
Yeah.
You let it sink in and you let it dry down before you layer.
Okay.
Because I'm a person that I have oily skin. So I always find when I see people using La Mer under their makeup or Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream, I'm like, that would slide off on me in like 4 seconds. Mm-hmm. So what's your go-to moisturizer under makeup right now?
I like Kiehl's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. The Ultra Rich Cream.
Yeah.
I'm a serum girl, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I love double serum.
Clarins.
Yeah, so that good. Double serum eye.
Yes. I used that this morning.
So it's amazing, right?
It's so good.
And I'm a Shiseido girl.
Mm-hmm. I just have to pipe in and say, I'm sure you know this, Clarins is launching a light version of the double serum.
Oh, wow.
This summer.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, which I think I'll still probably like the original. I like the original. Mm-hmm. But some people might be into this light version.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. And then continue.
Have you tried Shiseido Ultimmune?
Of course.
Oh. Yeah. It's the best.
I've emptied a few of those in my day.
Yeah.
I go through 2 every 3 months.
I love their essences too.
Advanced Night Repair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like those are my top, like I love, you know what? I'm not biased. I love everything.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm a beauty lover.
I know. But okay, I do want to ask you just on the, we're going to keep going. I swear.
Oh my gosh, this is turning into like a product.
What about primer though? Do you wear primer? Because I've been bitching to anyone who will listen that I can't figure out what primer goes with foundation. Mm. And I think I'm mixing and matching the wrong ones. So what are some of your favorite primers that you'd wear, like with that Tom Ford one? Or
okay, my favorite primer is just moisturizer.
Okay, you don't wear primer.
That does it for me because I love the dewy look.
Yeah.
However, if I'm working on a client and they have oily skin or large pores, or I really like Smashbox. I'm loyal.
Okay.
Like Smashbox is my go-to. I like Professional too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I prefer a more silicone-y primer.
Yeah.
Just because you really get that flawless complexion look. I also really like hydrating primers. Laura Mercier has an amazing one and an amazing blurring primer too. Underrated product. NARS has a primer that no one ever talks about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad.
Yeah.
It is very good.
Okay.
It is formulated so well that it works great with the Radiant Creamy Concealer and all of the other formulas. Okay. But those are my tops.
All right.
I'm hearing a lot of classics in there, which I appreciate because I feel like a lot of TikTok is all about like the new and the next and just like it's product overload, right? Mm-hmm. But you are a makeup artist. You know what works. You know what performs under the lights and what will stay on your face all day if you are filming. So I'm happy to hear that.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that important?
Yeah, it is.
Because the OGs get lost.
Yeah.
It's true. We're going to link to all this on our website.
Okay. Back in 2018, I looked back at my emails. The first email that we wrote to you was in 2018 because we had invited you on the show then. But this was before I think you had an agent or any representation. You were doing the most, doing everything, and it didn't pan out that time. But I remember at that time you had started to do the 60-second reviews.
Mm-hmm.
This was before sort of beauty TikTok took off. So what inspired you to do those types of videos, like the reviews? And because at the time, it was longer form content that everybody was jiving with.
Yeah, I was one of the first people to do 1-minute reviews.
Yes.
And the reason I made it is because that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
I was tired of watching a 20-minute video for you to tell me that the primer sucked. Like, I didn't want that anymore. So I created it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was rough to start. Nobody really got it.
Yeah.
But I kept doing it. And because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, I hop on TikTok and I create my 1-minute reviews because I've mastered it because it's already what I do.
Yeah.
And it created a beauty phenomenon.
Yeah.
Like literally everybody started doing reviews that way.
That was December 2020. It's not that long ago that you got on TikTok. So wow. Like your life has changed from TikTok, right? Or would you say no?
Yeah, I think so. I think it just all aligned.
Yeah.
It was just my time.
Yeah.
I waited so long. I was patient and I was consistent. Like a post a day.
Yeah.
Sis, that's hard.
Yeah.
Right? I just waited for my time. I always knew it would come.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. And you can tell that it's very authentic. And, you know, I think maybe you're touching on this, but I think one of the things with TikTok is it is less, I think people are less inclined to disclose. Whereas on Instagram, like you probably remember, but there was a day where it's really, they really cracked down on it. And so how do you navigate that? Because I know you buy a lot of stuff. You probably get sent a lot of stuff too, but you really do buy stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I say I'm a beauty lover, I'm a beauty lover. Like there were days before I'd buy lipstick over groceries.
Yeah.
And still to this day, my fridge is empty, but my makeup counter is full. Seriously, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Makeup feeds me more than food does. Seriously, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
I want to try things before anyone else does. So I actually buy probably 80% of the products that you see me feature online.
Wow.
That's incredible. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And like the PR stuff is just a plus.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's very rare that I pull from my PR package and say that I like and review it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's very rare.
Well, if I was a PR, I'd be getting you the things first. ASAP. Now, I noticed on your TikTok that people were kind of coming for you because they saw that you were at the Fenty Super Bowl with certain influencers and they were like, did you ask her if she used the false lash in her review with like Michaela and stuff? And I'm thinking, why are they asking you that? It seems wild. There's this like no boundary on TikTok, it seems. So how do you process all of that?
You know what? I am responsible for my actions.
Yeah.
And what I put out into the beauty space.
Yeah.
And every day I wake up not guilty.
Yeah.
I feel good with what I put out in the world because I put good out into the world. And I'm very honest. And I've been honest for the past 13 years of me doing my career.
Yeah.
And kind of became that way because I saw the evolution of the creator, right? I saw how marketing and money could change a creator and really shift that person's values. And I know that my career is going to be very long because I know what, like, I know what I want and I know what I have to offer the community. And it's just me.
Yeah.
Because that's what we need. We don't need people like doing crazy things for likes and views, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw that you made a video recently kind of saying, you know, on the back of that conversation we were just having, just about trust amongst beauty influencers online. And it kind of seemed that a lot of people were saying, you were basically posing the question, have we lost faith in certain beauty creators on TikTok or just the beauty creator community on TikTok? Yeah. So talk to me about why you wanted to make that video and the response has been.
I was doing my makeup and I thought to myself, why am I doing my glam if the people who are watching are not even interested in the content anymore? Right? Because what we've done is we went through Dramageddon, right? TikTok happened and it was a safe space for everybody in our community again. People were stitching one another. Content was going viral. Products were selling out because we were just beauty lovers. Right? And then it's turned into a place where we see a 21-year-old making millions of dollars, buying Lamborghinis, flying here, flying there with the best of beauty. Right? And I'm now one of those people. Right? So lines get blurred and perceptions get skewed. And sometimes values are in question. And that's totally understandable. But I wanted to kind of open up the conversation and understand my audience. Because to me, they're number one. Because if I don't have my audience, I don't have my career.
Right.
Right? So that loyalty and that trust that I've built with them for over 13 years is like the utmost important. Right? So I needed to open up my platform, especially after going on three brand trips in a row. I needed to talk to them and I wanted to find out, do you still like content? Because I was finding myself exhausted scrolling through my own For You page. Aren't you tired? every minute's the, oh my gosh. And I will say I contributed to that because mm-hmm. I formulated the 1 minute review. Mm-hmm. And now I'm seeing that, okay, for me to stay past TikTok, I need to evolve my content. Mm-hmm. I need to open up my platform, listen to what my audience says. And if I don't like what they say, that's okay mm-hmm. too. If I don't agree, that's okay too. But I think it's time for us to talk as a community instead of letting the bigger content creators determine what's viral or what topics we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I think it's the true members of the community that need to like have a platform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the response for, what were some of the comments that people left on your video or stitched with your video? And what was the vibe when you asked for the temperature in the beauty community?
Everyone's exhausted from ads.
Mm. Okay.
But I actually don't think that it's the ads because we've had ads forever. Mm-hmm. We have ads on TV, on mm-hmm. magazines. We're used to the ad. We're tired of the 30-second like facade. Mm-hmm. Because the influencer changes the tone, mm-hmm. right? Because they're not authentically themselves anymore. It doesn't feel like it, their regular content anymore. And that's what we're tired of because we sit and we follow these people, right? Because we know the value of a follow. We know the value of a like, a comment now. And if you're just going to be posting about a mascara one day and then on a private jet the next, like,
yeah, I don't the relatability relate to that. is not there anymore.
So
yeah.
Me personally, mm-hmm. that's what I'm angry about, right? Oh, like, and that's I can feel what the viewer feels mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. being an influencer on these trips and seeing the whole other side of it, it's actually worse,
mm-hmm. really,
right, than what you see online. Yeah,
like just worse behavior, sure. diva behavior, that yeah. kind of thing.
Mm. Like it's all sometimes very superficial, and I've been able to like. Over the last 10 years, I've been able to reflect and connect with people who are actually authentic mm-hmm. and who are themselves. And mm-hmm. those are the best types of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This de-influencing trend, I think, is kind of interesting because to your point, people are getting tired of always positive reviews, mm-hmm. you know? And but that's like, do you think marketing teams are quaking in their boots or like, they're like, how do we market this? What do you make of that?
No. I think we evolve mm-hmm. as the trends come. Mm-hmm. And that's what is so great about our industry right now is because everything is out there in the open. Mm-hmm. And now I think it's time that, you know what? I think we're going to see a lot more authentic and true to themselves creators grow their platforms. And that's really exciting.
Now, one of the things also you've been open in sort of your content and in your journey about, you know, inclusivity in the space. Mm. And you had surgery in September 2022. What can you tell us about that? Because you've been sharing that with your audience, which I think is amazing.
Yeah. The biggest thing I've realized is for so long, like I look back at myself at photos and videos and I never saw an insecure girl. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh my God, I want to cry. Like, I never thought she was, like, fat. I mm-hmm. never thought she was ugly. I never thought she couldn't.
Yeah.
And then, like, I look at me now and I feel like I'm the same person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I still feel that about myself. And I think it, like, the weight loss for me, a lot of people think it's to get more followers, to get money, to do whatever, to fit into a bikini. But the truth is, I just want a kid.
Yeah.
And, like, when I think about like my future and I think about my family, like I love my kid so much, even though they're not here.
Yeah.
Like they're not even, they don't even exist.
Yeah.
I love them enough to change my life right now completely mm-hmm. to a 360. So I'll be there for them.
Yeah.
And like, I'm a planner. Mm-hmm. I really like, and I care a lot.
Yeah.
So I knew I needed to change my entire life. My lifestyle.
Yeah.
If I wanted those dreams to come true. Mm-hmm. And now I've lost 140 pounds.
Wow. What?
That's a whole freaking person that I was carrying with me.
Oh my goodness.
And some days are great.
Yeah.
Some days are hell. Mm-hmm. Just like you guys. But I think unfolding myself as a woman and mm-hmm. growing and evolving is the most beautiful part of this journey. Mm-hmm. Because I realized, like, there would be that little voice in my head that'd be like, oh, you're not good enough to go to a brand trip because you only wear black clothes because you have no clothes. Mm. It was just all me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna be her.
Yeah.
I think that's the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been incredible to see you share everything about this, living in this new body, even something that influencers do all the time, which is like get sent swag from a brand, a rare beauty sweatshirt or whatever. And you made a video, an amazing video, trying on all of these brand sweatshirts that maybe you had them in your closet. You were like, one day I'm going to do that. And I just thought that was awesome. It was so fun to watch.
I cried after that video.
I'm sure.
Oh, I want to cry now.
It's okay.
But I've wanted to wear like that tart sweater.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted to wear that rare beauty because that's what I'm passionate about, right?
Yeah.
Like, and to be able to just wear a rare beauty sweater at home, I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when I was a 4X,
mm-hmm.
and as much as we expect brands to be inclusive,
yeah,
truth is, to order 20 units of a 4X shirt costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Opposed to just going up to XL.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. So I always knew my time would come. Mm-hmm. There would be brands that sent me 4XL clothes, like Coda Lee. That was amazing.
Wow.
And I wore it for like a year.
Shout out, honestly.
Shout out to Coda Lee. Yeah, they sent me a 5X, actually.
Making everybody feel seen.
Yeah,
I love that.
Coda Lee. Love that.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
They really do make me feel. Yeah,
that's
they're,
great.
They're not even like a big merch brand. So, yes.
Oh, yeah. You're
yeah,
right.
That's great. And how has your life-changing surgery, has it changed your approach to beauty at all in terms of like the looks you wear, create, or how you're showing up online or anything?
No.
Yeah.
I'm still the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just more snatched on camera. Like, I don't need to contour as hard. Which
yeah.
Is,
yeah.
And I do love that.
Yeah.
But I also... I'm thinking about it and no, it hasn't changed anything.
Yeah. I will say there's one thing that's changed. You went blonde.
Oh, I went blonde. Yeah.
After you got your surgery.
You know why? Because my hair was falling out.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, if my hair is falling out, I'm going to go blonde and blame it on the blonde.
Right.
And like, if my hair falls out again,
yeah,
I'm going to go completely bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will, because I know I can rock anything.
Yeah.
So I will do short hair. I've already planned it out. I know it's going to happen. I'm going to do short hair for about a year and grow everything out virgin. And by the time it's my wedding, I'll have a beautiful 20-inch virgin black hair. It'll be amazing. Okay.
Love it.
So is the hair falling out a result of gastric bypass surgery?
Yeah.
Is that one of the things that happens?
Because we don't get enough nutrition.
Oh.
So hair is one of those things you don't need. Right?
Okay.
So it's the first to go. But I used so many products, like I used Viviscal, I used Vegamore, I used Maybelline Mane, Olaplex, and it really helped restore my hair's strength.
Yeah.
So instantly my hair started growing back, it grew back.
Yeah.
I have so much baby hairs, you see?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just working on that too. Whoever thought hair would be a journey too,
right? Yeah, that's interesting.
And what about self-care? What do you do for like a pick-me-up?
My perfect day of self-care.
Yes.
Is me taking a nice, beautiful bath, right, in the morning, doing my skincare, giving myself a Dyson Airwrap blowout, and then hydrating my whole body in oils and lotions, putting track pants on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to eat sushi specifically at Miku or Tora in Toronto.
So good.
And then I'm going to take an Uber all the way back and I'm going to go to Cineplex. I'm going to go to a VIP movie theater alone. I'm going to order a small popcorn. I'm going to put Maltesers in the popcorn.
Ooh. Epic.
I'm going to get a smart water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to... This is my perfect day.
Detail, I love this.
I'm like, serious. Then I get a small Coke.
Uh-huh.
And then I just sit. And it has to be the chairs that recline all the way back.
Oh, yeah.
After the movie, I call my boyfriend, pick me up. And then I hang out with him. That's my perfect stuff.
I love it.
And it includes actually nobody.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Glamzilla. Yes, we have rapid fire questions.
Yes, these are going to be quickies. Who in your mind is the best makeup artist in the world?
Pat McGrath.
Yes, Sunny.
Okay, what's the best foundation out there? If people are like, I don't wear makeup, but I need to know the foundation that's going to work for me.
L'Oreal True Match Serum.
Oh, okay. Okay, what's a recent launch that you thought would be epic, but it was just not it?
Lancome, they have that 8 mascara.
Mm-hmm.
Zendaya was the face of it. Hated it.
Not it. Okay.
What's the one thing that PRs are still not getting right?
You don't need to have 1 million followers to be valuable.
Mm.
Good advice.
What is your one desert island beauty product? We have to ask.
Not a beauty product. It's actually Tide. I love Tide and I love Dawn Power Wash. Like,
I love them too.
Right? That's it. Yeah.
I will only use Tide, by right. the way. A Tide pen? I have one in my purse right now.
Oh, and Colgate.
I was going to ask you about so that. Good. You sold out a Colgate toothpaste. It's insane.
Yes. So good.
Is it
so,
one in particular? I have yes. to ask now, well, so I don't okay. just go buy
Colgate.
So
the one
Colgate.
That went viral was great, but the one that I use today yeah. is, it says, Colgate Optic White. It has to say stain prevention. Oh.
That's okay. one I used too. Guys, it's like yes. $7 a tube, it's but it's so worth good, it. Right? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's the best ring light for shooting?
Ilios. I like Ilios a lot.
Okay.
I don't know that brand. I'll have to look it up.
Makeup by Mario made it.
Oh, no way.
Ilios. Yeah, he helped curate it.
Oh my God, amazing.
Okay. What makes you feel most beautiful?
Wearing no makeup, actually.
Nice. And our last question. What's the secret weapon that's gotten you to where you are today?
Confidence and honesty.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thanks.
Glamzilla. It's an honor to spend time with you. And we'll be continuing to watch your journey. It's been so exciting to see. And you're staying true to yourself, which is just awesome to watch.
Thanks so much for having me. This was a great conversation.
It was.
And I'll have you guys on my podcast.
I would love that. But also, like, you know, stay real, but stay humble. But I would take a ride on your private jet if you need to get one.
If I ever get one.
And Glamzilla on the side.
Oh,
listen, Kylie has one. You could have one.
Oh, my.
Take it to the 30,000 feet. But thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.